make you happy. It's my little red boat, so come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away.
Local news and timeless hits. WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Mike Dubusky. Authorities are investigating today's shooting at an Army base in Georgia. The gunman at Fort Stewart was an Army sergeant who was arrested on a DUI charge earlier this year. Five other soldiers were hospitalized in the incident, including two who are currently being treated at a level one trauma center about an hour away in Savannah. Van Johnson is the mayor of that city.
I spoke with the lieutenant colonel upon this happening while he was still locked down. I spoke with the Liberty County chairman. I spoke with the mayor of Hinesville. I've offered whatever support we can give them. We're all one community.
Officials say the shooting took place at the 2nd Armored Brigade Combat Team area.
This is specifically a combat unit. We should also point out that even within combat units, there are a lot of logistical support, a lot of companies, a lot of units as well that are associated with it.
ABC's Louis Martinez at the Pentagon. This is ABC News. Stanford University says it will be laying off thousands of employees.
Days after UCLA said some medical research would be stopped because of the Trump administration pulling grants, now Stanford University says due to federal policy changes, it will cost Stanford $140 million. It will lay off over 300 employees. Layoffs take effect on September 30th. The federal government is slashing money for research grants and higher education funding and is increasing taxes on university endowments. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Norwegian police have confirmed an American journalist who went missing in bad weather was found alive this morning. 38-year-old Eric Loon was on a solo hike around a glacier in a remote national park. Loon worked for The Guardian, The New York Times, and The Atlantic and was reported missing on Monday to Norwegian authorities after he did not appear for a scheduled flight from Bergen to England. Officials say he appeared to be in good condition other than a foot injury. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. For more than 50 years, it's been a sentinel along the shore. The USS Cobia is a living reminder of Manitowoc's submarine legacy. Here, between 1941 and 1945, 28 submarines were born in the heart of the war effort. While the Cobia itself was built in Connecticut, it shares its design with those crafted in Manitowoc. It's been a National Historic Landmark since 1986. The USS Cobia is a living monument, open to tours and even to sleepovers, but everyday wear and tear has taken its toll. A torpedoed tube is missing its door. Zebra and quagga mussels, invasive species, have built up on the bottom. The whole vessel needs a fresh coat of paint. So next month, the USS Cobia will head to Sturgeon Bay, where it'll get its first restoration in nearly three decades. Alexandria Bowley grew up with the sub on the shoreline. She's now a spokesperson for the Wisconsin Maritime Museum, the sub's permanent home.
So the boat will be on stilts, and they will be able to get completely underneath, so that way they're able to get, for example, all of the mussels off of the bottom.
About a third of the cost of the dry dock is covered by Wisconsin taxpayers. The new state budget, signed into law last month, allocates $500,000 for it. The USS Cobia will leave home next month on September 4th. It'll take 11 hours to tug it to Sturgeon Bay, and there it'll be put on stilts and dry docked by professionals at Fincantieri Bay Shipbuilding. The restoration could take up to 6 weeks. In that time, Manitowoc will be missing a part of its history along the coast. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Shali Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
Brewer baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers take on the Braves for Game 3 of their series in Atlanta. The Brewers with a 7-2 victory last night, their fifth win in a row. Pat Murphy.
You really have to be disciplined right now. More than ever before, we got to be disciplined. It's how we play and the mindset we're in when we play, because circumstances say ball could have bounced the other way and we're not, those numbers aren't there. You know, you have to just be consistent in how you prepare and be attached to your process, not your results.
NFL, he's slated to be their starting defensive back to replace Jaire Alexander, but Nate Hobbs will miss all of the preseason games after having knee surgery over the weekend. It happened last Thursday in practice.
I'm just happy that it wasn't nothing more serious.
Was it meniscus?
It was a meniscus.
Okay, and the right knee, I assume.
Right knee, yes, sir. I'm committed, as I say I am.
That's Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
More clouds than sunshine today, and chances for scattered drizzle. As a warm front pushes through the state, it becomes warm and muggy. Highs today reaching the mid-80s, and by tomorrow, the upper 80s. More showers and thunderstorms are expected overnight, with waves of them tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Rouleau. Currently, it's 83 degrees.
I get a relaxation, and it's time to brew. I thank the Lord for the night time. I thank the Lord for you. I'll talk about plans now, baby. I got plenty, but nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. For the nighttime, forget the day, a day of uptight time, baby, chase it away, I get a relaxation,
oh, Lord, the
and it's a time to brew, I thank the Lord for the nighttime,
oh, Lord, the
I thank the Lord for you. For the nighttime,
to forget the day,
they have a tight
time,
baby,
chase it away.
I get a relaxation,
for the nighttime,
it's a time to brew. I thank the Lord for the nighttime.
Diamond, local news and timeless hits. Question for you, what is the dirtiest part of your fridge? Think about that. I'll have the answer next. 97.9 FM.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh,
the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pot.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
You ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart, read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe.
Means you ain't gonna show.
Stop making music like this. We don't know either.
97.9 FM. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science books. Don't know much about the French I took.
Something's wrong. There's something here, though.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 FM, WGBW. Eric Westfall here. Good afternoon. Asked the question earlier, what is the dirtiest part of your fridge? What do you think it is? Even if you cleaned it out yesterday, you might have missed this spot. According to a health expert, the handle of your fridge, the handles, to the fridge and the freezer, they're covered with germs for the same reason as your doorknobs are. We touch them a lot. And, you know, you probably don't touch a lot of door handles after handling raw chicken or other meat like you might your fridge. A study in 2022 found it is the second filthiest spot in our kitchens after sinks, which is number one. Lots of handles tested positive for salmonella, E. coli, even staph. How often should you clean them? Well, some experts said daily is okay, but really, you should disinfect the handle of your fridge and freezer every time you cook, which I guess that could be a couple times a day.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Alba, still on the air right now, but in a different location. You can find me and the entire Civic Media lineup on the radio at 1100 AM WISS or online with the Civic Media app. We're not going anywhere except down the dial a few spots. Thanks for listening.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
One night they blew up the mess hall. Another night they hit the motor pool and tried to blow up all the trucks. They set charges around the guard tower at least once. It didn't seem like they had one specific target, really. They just wanted to destroy and kill anybody they could. There was one night we were up in the tower firing, and I saw a B-40 rocket heading towards us. I could see the sparks trailing. I was firing in that direction and thinking, okay, I'm dead. There were three of us up there firing, and I expected all of us to be killed. We kept firing, and nothing happened. The next day, we did an inspection, and there's that rocket embedded in the sandbags below us. It could have taken off the top of the bunker and killed us like nothing. They were that powerful. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this full story at WGBW.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
Experience Northern Wisconsin this season and book your vacation at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin. This quaint resort has it all. A full-service resort and restaurant, open year-round for all your seasons, from ATVing to snowmobiling, grouse hunting, deer hunting, and even ice fishing. Or just come to relax with the whole family. And there's also an event space for that perfect occasion that you might be celebrating. Butternut Lake is a 1,000-plus acre Class A musky lake, along with walleye, crappie, perch, and panfish that the kids love to catch. It's perfect for escaping the hustle and bustle of the city. Check your next adventure out today. Go to northernpines.net, www.northernpines.net.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
I tell you, it's a zoo around here. What with all the animals?
We gotta get out of this place.
Turtles. Monkeys.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Birds. And the dog. Yeah, even a bullfrog. Yeah, a regular zoo on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
The ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms.
And timeless hits. They're all happening at 97.9 FM WGBW with the Box Tops.
When I think
Sunlight plays upon her head. I hear the sound of a gentle mood on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me
softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me
News and timeless hits hit Request Fall here on 97.9 FM WGBW, where we're feeling those good vibrations each and every day. Hey, Shelly Pittman is in this week on the news. Let's get your local information right now.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shelly Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. The city of Green Bay will close portions of Cherry Street starting next Monday, and the closure will last for about 3 weeks. It's for a big plan called the Downtown Interceptors Renewal Project, which aims to replace pipes that date back to the 1930s deep underground. In total, the project will rehabilitate about 13,000 feet of sewer, and it'll cost around $29 million to do it. The project is expected to wrap up in late 2026. More and more sheriff's offices across Wisconsin are making deals with ICE. Under some of these programs, local law enforcement can essentially operate as immigration authorities. Savannah Tome Olson has more.
The ACLU says 3 years ago, 8 Wisconsin counties were signed on to this program, while 7 more have joined just since President Donald Trump took office. Now 13 counties across Wisconsin have formal 287G agreements with ICE. Last week, we reported that at least 3 sheriff's departments across the state have signed agreements with ICE to house people before deportation. Before that, the only ICE detention facility in Wisconsin was Dodge Detention in Juneau. The ACLU report shows that ICE has requested more than 3,000 detainers in Wisconsin over the last 4 years. When honored, those detainers allow someone to be transferred directly to ICE from local sheriff's departments without a warrant signed by a judge. It's optional, but most Wisconsin sheriffs choose to honor them.
Almost all of the 13 sheriffs are in northeastern or central Wisconsin. The Brown County Sheriff has had an agreement since 2020, but Kewaunee County signed its agreement in June. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Shelly Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather. More clouds than sunshine today, and chances for scattered drizzle. As a warm front pushes through the state, it becomes warm and muggy. Highs today reaching the mid-80s, and by tomorrow, the upper 80s. More showers and thunderstorms are expected overnight, with waves of them tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Rillo. Currently, it's 83 degrees.
Thank you. such a sad affair, and I can hardly wait to be with you again.
And timeless hits, 97.9 FM WGBW. Tell all your friends about us. Hey, Paula, it's Paul and Paula.
Hey, Paula, I want to marry you. Hey, Paula, no one else could ever do. I've waited so long for school to be through. You ever know?
no good anymore since you went away. Now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday.
Night, local news and timeless hits. Hope your day's going well. Mr. Tambourine Man, The Birds, 97.9 FM.
Jingle, jangle, morning, welcome far.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 FM WGBW. Eric here, good afternoon. It's a little over a week away from my 52nd birthday, and one thing I remember from my childhood is McDonald Land. You remember it? It is the place all of the McDonald's characters come from, like Mayor McCheese, Grimace, right? It was originally introduced in 1971, but they phased it out in the early 2000s. Well, you can get a little bit of that nostalgia back. Starting Tuesday, McDonald's will be selling an adult Happy Meal called the McDonaldland Meal. It's going to feature a limited edition Mount McDonaldland shake in a surprise flavor. It's going to come with your choice of a quarter pounder or 10-piece chicken McNuggets, fries, of course, and a collectible souvenir like postcards, stickers, and other treats. We'll see how that goes over. I like the idea, though. That's some nice nostalgia.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always on Point.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A legal challenge against the Line 5 oil pipeline is set to begin August 12th in Ashland. Canadian oil giant Enbridge wants to trench and blast across northern Wisconsin to make way for a new 41-mile section of the pipeline. Environmental groups and the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa are challenging permits and other approvals for the project issued by the DNR. Environmental groups across Wisconsin are calling on the state's congressional representatives not to support a bill that would weaken the Clean Water Act. The so-called Permit Act would, among other harms, allow polluters to release PFAS forever chemicals into waterways without telling state officials, allow massive amounts of pesticides to be released into waterways, and fast-track projects that destroy wetlands and streams. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're like me and Netflix got you sucked into those glass-blowing reality TV shows, then you're going to love this new Wisco 411. It's brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. Did you know that the nation's only outdoor all-glass art event is in Neenah, Wisconsin? That's right, this Saturday from 10 till 5 at the Bergstrom Mahler Museum of Glass, you can witness the beauty of the annual Glass Arts Festival. It's free entry, you can watch glass-blowing demonstrations, enjoy live music, entertainment for the kids, and talk to over 40 different artists from all around the country. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
97.9 FM. It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
The little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, granny, go, granny, go, granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Go, granny, go, granny, go, granny, go.
But parked in a rickety old garage is a brand new shiny red super stock dog.
Shut them down. And everybody's
Local news and timeless hits. I think she cut me off on Phillip Avenue this morning. Midnight Confessions, it's the Grassroots, 97.9 FM.
That just three chords could sound so good, did you? Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Now look at me. Riding through this world of beauty, everything I do brings ecstasy.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Mike Dubusky. The suspect in today's shooting at an Army base in Georgia has been identified as Cornelius Radford, a 28-year-old automated logistics sergeant. Authorities say he used a personal handgun, not a military weapon, in the shooting, which sent five other soldiers to the hospital. Those victims are in stable condition, the Army says.